Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a more complete connection to yourself and every aspect of your life. If you're working your way through the roadmap, or even if you just have questions about what you see here, click the link in the show notes right below and let me know how I can help. I'm happy to answer your questions. If you want to stay anonymous, just let me know. I can make that happen. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to the divine, connecting to the infinite silence inside you from an internal perspective. And this could not be more appropriate, as our shout out today is to a new listener tuning in from Glenroy, New Zealand. Glenroy is not all that far from Christchurch. I know there's a lot of pain happening in that area right now, and I hope that this can help you find some peace. Thank you for this connection. Thanks for tuning in. So let's talk about connecting to the divine. There's a couple of different schools of thought on this. We often think of the divine as outside of ourselves, and the reason we think that is because we are grown up being taught that the divine is this other thing, this anthropomorphic other being that's off in some heavenly world somewhere, quite separate from us and are not us and are so far away from us. And if we behave correctly, then maybe one day we can be in that place. And many people work their whole lives towards that end, and not all that terribly effectively sometimes. But there's another school of thought that, funny enough, comes from the exact same religious texts that you grew up with. And I challenge you to read them again. And you'll find that the divine is not in some other separate place so far away from you. It's inside of you. And we're going to connect to it today. That's our goal. There is within you an you could call it an infinite silence. You might call it divine. You could call it God. You could call it Allah. You could call it the Tao. You could call it anything else. But it's the divine presence within you. And every religion and philosophy, except maybe humanism, but everybody else, includes a concept that the divine is in our hearts, or that we should welcome the divine into ourselves. And the cool part is that although there you want to be careful interpreting religious texts literally, that'll cause all kinds of problems. Just look up A.J. Jacobs and the hilarity that he gets into. The reality is that the divine is already there. Within your finite physical being is what I can only describe as an infinite space of sentient silence, or an infinite space of divine light. And let's go there now. Let's talk about exactly how to get there. So when you're sitting in meditation or prayer, if you're driving, please be careful. Don't crash into anything. But if you're sitting in meditation or prayer, scan your body from the top down. We've talked about body scanning meditations before. We just kind of say, what does it feel like in your body in different places? Just explore what it feels like inside. We'll kind of start at the top of your head and work your way down. Maybe there's some tight muscles or some pain here or there, or maybe you feel your recent meal digesting when you get down to your stomach. Maybe you feel your heart beating. Maybe you feel your lungs breathing. And we're really connecting with the physical body in this exercise. So focus consciously on what's happening inside your body. Take your attention from the top of your head slowly down towards your toes. This kind of somatic mindfulness is a great meditation by itself, but today I want to take it further. Today, when you reach a certain point in your lower abdomen, it's a couple of inches below your belly button. When you get there, I want you to notice if you find one particular spot sort of in the middle of your body, so go a couple inches below your belly button, go into your abdomen, into the middle of it. Put your awareness there. Think about what does that feel like right there. And if you place your attention on it with a sort of a curious openness, you might feel it, and this is very subtle, but you might feel it open up into a seemingly infinite space. And if you explore that space with a curiosity, just explore it with your attention, with your mind, you may find that it is full of compassion and acceptance. So what happens with me when I do this is I work my attention down, you know, feel my heart beating, feel my lungs breathing, feel my meal digesting in my stomach, and go get down to that space. It's called the lower dantian. And it just opens up. And to me, I visualize it like a bowl of water, like a really amazing hot tub. And it's silent, but it's compassionate and it's accepting. That's the divine. That's part of a big part of the divine. And it's lovely. And there's a lot of interesting writing out there to explore about the upper and the middle and the lower dantians. That's D-A-N-T-I-E-N, or I've also seen it D-A-N-T-I-A-N. But connecting with the lower dantian can have some fascinating effects. If you can connect with and open this infinite space within you, then you could imagine sort of sinking into it, like you're sinking into a hot tub or a hot spring. Or if it's a really hot day, you're sinking into a nice cool pool or river. But here's the thing. To really connect with that infinite silence in that space, you can't be noisy, right? You have to come in silence, but you also have to come with nothing, right? It's hard to connect with the nothing if you show up laden with somethings. So I want you to imagine as you sort of scan down your body, as you work your way towards that space, that all the worries of the day are like backpacks and bags draped around you, and you take them off one by one and put them down. All the worries, put them down. All the roles we play, put them down. All the responsibilities and the fears and the expectations, put them down. You can pick them back up later. Don't worry about it. If you want to be worried and laden with all that later, you can pick them back up on your way out. But for now, we're going to take them off. We're going to put them down. Put down this person living this life. Put down this human existence. And approach that infinite silence as nothing more than your inner true self, the silent observer. Meet this infinite divine space with only your divine soul. Then you can really merge with it. And it is such a place of peace. There are no expectations here. No attachments, no roles, no responsibilities, no identity, no physical being. Yes, I realize the irony. You are inside your physical being at this point. But that's the dichotomy. The whole the universe is dichotomy. The truth, every truth I've ever found is dichotomy. Yin and yang. They had it right. So you're nothing but pure consciousness in this moment. merging with the infinite silence inside you. Now, this is the perfect space to drop in a wish for anything you might want to bring into your life. This is the well to drop the penny into. Think of what you'd like to happen in your life, and then take your need for it, your desire, your want for it, and give over that desire to the infinite divine in this space inside you, knowing that if it's in line with your purpose, then of course it will be. Think of it like a wishing well inside you. Drop the penny in and walk away. With thankfulness, though. It's always a good idea to be thankful. Now, many religions encourage their followers to let go and let God. That is, to give over what they want to the divine and let the divine bring it to you, knowing that if you ask, you shall receive. Now, connecting to the infinite silence or connecting to the divine, however you would like to think about it, is about understanding that the divine is quite literally within you, and you can access it, and you can make requests, and you can feel its infinite acceptance anytime you like. It's not out there in some nebulous place. It's not separate from you. The divine is right here inside you right now. For the more scientific mind, it helps to think back to the Big Bang. At first, there was nothing, right? And out of that infinite silence came bang, inflation, the universe. So out of the silence came the universe. And that's the Big Bang, right? That's science. Out of the nothing comes the something. The universe is full of dichotomies in this way, and dichotomies that sort of balance each other out in a sense. So it's only natural that all the something that we see around us came out of the nothing, and that within the something that is ourselves is the nothing that created it all. Us in the universe, here we are, and the universe within us. Sit quietly and contemplate that for a while and see where it takes you, and let me know how it goes. Use the link right here in the show notes. Send in your thoughts, questions, and ideas, and let me know not only how it's going, how I can help, what questions I can answer. That's pretty heavy stuff, so we'll leave it right there for today. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time. As always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.